Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the front that brought showers yesterday morning to the area. We've continued that drying trend, although now a northwest breeze has kicked in. And that's adding a bit more of a chill to the air this morning across interior New York and New England. Most locations are back into the 30s and lower 40s to start the day. But with that breeze, it feels just a touch cooler and more like early spring should, as opposed to all that warm air that we had earlier in the week. When the sun comes up, we'll manage to see some sunshine mixed with clouds today. It will be seasonably cool with temperatures in the upper 50s for highs, but again, that breeze will make it feel a bit cooler from time to time. High pressure from the Midwest will settle in overnight tonight, and skies will be mostly clear. We'll lose the wind, and more places will get deeper down into the 30s for an overnight low. So starting off tomorrow, chilly as well, but full sunshine during the day with that high pressure overhead. It will be pleasantly mild as we rebound back into the lower 60s. We'll start out dry on Saturday, but a warm front will approach from the south and west during the day. We'll have increasing clouds and a developing southwesterly wind. That'll push some extra moisture in here, and we run the risk at a few scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm by the end of the day, with highs managing to reach into the mid-60s. Behind the warm front and in that warm sector on Easter Sunday, temperatures will surge into the mid-70s, although it will be a bit unsettled with mostly cloudy skies, and with the cold front approaching from the west, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Behind that front, back to seasonal averages for the early part of next week and a fair amount of sun mixed with some clouds Monday and Tuesday, highs in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, conditions will be cool and wet over the northwestern quarter of the nation today and tomorrow as a deep upper-level trough edges inland over the western United States. Broad cyclonic flow will foster widespread showers across the region, especially over the favored terrain, and lowering temperatures behind the leading cold front should allow for snow across the higher elevations. Meanwhile, downsloping Chinook winds will especially enhance warming east of the northern Rockies today, where daytime temperatures could approach record levels. Downstream, in the middle of the country, the combination of moist, southerly flow out of the Gulf of Mexico and energy aloft should help fuel and trigger heavy rain and thunderstorms across the southern and central plains into the afternoon. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 18 degrees with a west wind at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 27, 55% relative humidity, a west wind at 15 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.35 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low at 11 at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 60s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature, 54, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.13 of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.81 inches for the month, which is 0.51 of an inch above normal, and 11.86 inches for the year, which is 2.56 inches of liquid precipitation above normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 193, that's 58 below normal, and 5,381 for the season, which is 743 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 87, set in 1977. And the record low, 19, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:35 p.m. 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cool today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cool today, but seasonably so, with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, pleasantly mild, lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, breezy, milder mid-60s with a late-day shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm on Easter Sunday. Warm, though, in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Monday, lower 60s. Mostly sunny near 60 on Tuesday. And sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday with the chance of a late-day shower and highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.